Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that's great. That sounds terrific. Thank you.
Your first time hearing about the smart meter, don't you dare touch that dial. The information you are about to hear is alarming. And so if you are not involved, I would urge you to please join the fight. But before we begin, a reminder, the views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect that of Center Stage or the host. Tonight's segment of Center Stage is being brought to you by African American News and Commentary Blog, your single source for news, events, and commentary that is of unique interest to African Americans. They're located on the web at www.africanamericannewsandcommentary.com. Without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to the stage the greatest panel of smart meter experts that has ever been assembled on one panel. Tonight we're going to open up with two guests who have to leave us after the first hour, and that's going to be Ms. Stevie Kidd and Joshua Hart. But let me tell you who my guests are tonight. First, we have attorney David Wilner. He's with Wilner & Associates out of Novato, California. We also have Mark Toney. He's executive director of TURN, the Utility Reforms Network. Also with us tonight is John Marler. He's with the Tea Party of Williamson County. Also, like I mentioned earlier, Joshua Hart. He's the director of Smart Meters, StopSmartMeters.org. And we have Camille Johnson. She's a person who's going to tell us her story of encountering, let's just say, one of the distributors coming onto her property unexpected, scaling a fence, and actually being told to leave. She's going to tell us how that all turned out for her. We're also going to talk to D.B. Kidd, who also is going to tell us her story of encountering them coming onto her property trying to put the smart meter on, and she refused. Also, Cindy Carriger. She is moderator of Refuse Smart Meter's Facebook page. And then we have Thelma Tormina. She is with the 912 organization out of Houston. And last but not least, we have Catherine Quasar, and she's with OnCar, and she is a senior communications specialist. But one thing we have to remind you is that D.B. Kidd has to leave after the first hour, first point. And second point, she cannot be on the phone lines with OnCar. They can't be in the same conversation. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring her up first and let her tell her story, and then we're going to open the lines to OnCar. But before we do, we're going to bring up Joshua Hart. Joshua, are you with us?
I'm here. Thanks so much for addressing this really critical issue, Carrie.
Wonderful. You are the director of StopSmartMeters.org, and you all basically have a lot of issues with smart meters. So before we begin, tell us what smart meters are and why you are trying to stop them.
Well, smart meters are not so smart. They are the new wireless utility meters for gas, water, and electricity that many utilities are installing around the country. And one of the first to do that is Pacific Gas and Electric Company, which serves Northern California. And they're almost complete with their installation of 9 million of these meters. And these are wireless meters that radiate your usage data to other meters as part of a mesh network of constantly streaming data and pulsing microwave signals.
Mm-hmm.
And these meters transmit your private data, details about what appliances you use in your own home, that can be used to establish presence or absence in the home or what you're doing in the privacy of your own home. They're also linked with a number of health effects, these pulses of microwaves that happen about 15,000 times every day from each meter. So what we're experiencing right now in California is really a health epidemic of people reporting headaches, nausea, dizziness, tinnitus, ringing in the ears, insomnia, some really serious issues.
And so the
meters are really a health hazard. They're an assault on our civil liberties and our privacy, right to privacy in our home. They are a fire hazard. We've had numerous fires and explosions connected to the smart meters. So all in all, it's been a debacle of epic proportions here, with the utility spending billions of dollars of taxpayer and ratepayer money on a program that's really increasing our carbon emissions, making our communities less safe.
Well, let me ask you a question. I understand your group is really making waves out there. Am I understanding you to say that you all were spied on?
That's right. I mean, you know, PG&E and other utilities are asking us to trust them with, you know, our private data.
Mm-hmm.
And about a year ago, almost, the head of PG&E's smart meter program, William Devereaux, actually was caught red-handed hacking into our private email group, pretending to be an activist and spying on us, essentially.
Really?
And really, you know, falsifying his identity to do that. And this we believe was known about and condoned by PG&E top executives, and this is absolutely unacceptable. And this corporation, Pacific Gas and Electric, and they're not alone in the United States, is really guilty of an invasion of privacy, you know, forced radiation in people's homes, a taking of people's private property, because in many cases, in California and other states where smart meters have been installed, they've driven people from their homes. You know, this is all a part of this growing scandal of wireless health hazards.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Understand, out in California, you say the police have gotten involved.
That's right. The you know, there's been about two dozen people arrested since the utility started installing smart meters about a year ago. You know, peaceful civil disobedience. There's been a number of mothers and grandmothers protecting their communities, being thrown in jail, basically. And even though it's technically illegal in Santa Cruz County and many other counties in California to install these meters, peaceful protesters have been arrested by the sheriff here, and the sheriff has actually been facilitating the illegal installations of smart meters by the utility.
Wow.
So, you know, while we have electrosensitive people being thrown out of their homes, suffering headaches and nausea, dizziness, inability to sleep, this is really happening, I mean, to hundreds if not thousands of people in California and elsewhere. And the utility refuses to remove the smart meter. You know, as we see an increase in the level of electrosmog in our communities, you know, more and more wireless radiation, this stuff is not safe, people. I mean, people are getting cancers. The World Health Organization just came out and identified, you know, wireless microwave radiation as a class 2B carcinogen, is in the same category as DDT or lead or engine exhaust.
Exactly. And DB Kidd is the next one up. And she's going to tell us, basically, DB, your line is open. Your husband has health issues. Is that one of your concerns, why you don't want the smart meter on your house?
Absolutely. John has very severe health issues, and I know Encore and Reliant Energy here in Texas were notified by certified mail that he of all of his conditions, and yet Encore, which is called a TDSP, which is a transmission and distribution service provider, mm-hmm. went ahead and sent me another letter on July the 20th. Very deceptive letter. At the end, they said that I was going to have to allow this installation.
Let's
or,
back up.
Quote,
tell them what happened when they came onto your property.
Well, when I first got the letter back in April from Reliant, they indicated that the meter could not be read because they didn't have access to the meter.
Mm-hmm.
I have an analog meter that's located on the back side of the house, and I have 6-foot high fences and 3 gates, and they all have locks on them because I have dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So I call Reliant up and I said, well, you know, somebody's here all the time because of my husband's health problems. All the person has to do is knock on the door. So they said, well, call Encore. So I call Encore, and this nice lady answers the phone, and I had a chat with her, and I said, all your meter reader has to do is knock on the door. Somebody is always here. And I thought that was the end of it. That was mid-April. Then, as I said, July 20th, I get this letter from Encore,
mm-hmm.
In which they, you know, talk about suspending my service. Well, the Texas Public Utilities Commission has a law that service cannot be stopped at a residence of a disabled person.
Mm-hmm.
We have the letters now from my husband's doctors, indicating that he cannot go without oxygen for more than 2 hours. He depends on it to survive. And at night, he is dependent upon a machine to keep his heart going. So if there is a disruption in my electric power, the consequences could be very dire.
Mm-hmm.
In the last 3 months, only one time my husband and I left the house together, and that was to go get an affidavit done, trying to get a temporary restraining order through the court, but I had a house sitter. So there's somebody here all the time, and I know Encore is listening, but they're playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's, you know, that I don't personally want to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
They have access here. All their meter reader has to do is knock on the door. I'll unlock the gate, escort him to the meter, watch him read the meter, escort him off the property, and everything's taken care of. But that's not good enough. The drive, this intense drive to install one of these meters on every home, apartment building, retail and commercial building is critical to the, quote, smart grid.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what the smart meter is designed to do, is to support this $1 trillion-plus cash cow called the smart grid, which is just a massive mesh of dirty energy out there. Now, there have been I've written two columns about this.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
Tell me your website.
Mm-hmm. It's just my name, DV. DV.com. It's DV like Delta, E like Echo, V like Victor, V like Victor, Y like Yankee.com. DEVVY.com. Now, last year, the state of Texas scuttled their plan to roll out this smart grid technology. So the people in Hawaii, there really is no need for smart meters out there because they're not going to be part of the grid. And last year, the state of Maryland's PSC denied Baltimore Gas and Electric their application to deploy smart meters to their customers, because in that case, they determined that the ratepayers would be saddled with financial and technological risks. So that one's taken care of. The state of Maine had the first landmark decision May 25th, 2011. Nine individuals got together, pooled their money, hired an energy law attorney, successfully argued at the hearings out there in Maine, and for the first time ever, the Public Utilities Commission out there ordered that residents of the state of Maine had the option to opt out from the smart meter. So we are making progress, and the information is getting out there, and it's not, and I want to make this clear because I know that Encore is listening.
Yeah,
Number one, I think whoever invented air conditioning should have been made a saint.
Mm.
And I don't have a problem. I'm not one of those people who runs around and I hate the utility companies, because I don't.
Mm.
I'm grateful that I'm warm in the winter and cool in the summer. What I have a problem with is when new technology comes about that means lots and lots of money, but isn't properly tested over time,
mm-hmm.
at the risk of human beings and animals and the environment for the sake of bigger and bigger corporate profits,
mm-hmm.
that's when I have a problem. And I have a problem with the smart meter primarily because of the health risks, which are
mm-hmm.
very real.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also the smart meter truly is nothing more than surveillance without a warrant. But today I had a short conversation with the legislative liaison for the Texas Public Utility Commission, who told me, you know, smart meters are safe. And I said, look, you know, if there was just one or two papers out there that said, well, you know, maybe there could be some. No, there are experts from around the world. These smart meters are being installed around the world. And one of the links in my new column today had to deal with the Netherlands. The Netherlands have issued their policy that smart meters won't be compulsory in their country because of all kinds of concerns, privacy concerns, health concerns. I just posted earlier on my website about the uproar over in Great Britain. So this is a worldwide event. It isn't just confined to the United States.
But Davey, aren't you involved in some litigation against this whole issue?
no, there's no litigation at this point. What I did was I was unable to get in front of a judge. I live in a very small town in West Texas. So I called a state legislator that I have been working on a project with since early this year. He's not my state legislator, but he is a very successful attorney. Mm-hmm. And I explained the situation to him, and he said, I'll call your state rep, who's brand new. So now my conversations have been directly with my state representative, but I then retained legal counsel, and we are going to request an oral hearing, just like they did in Maine, here at the Texas Public Utilities Commission. Now, we do have a number of people that have become petitioners, meaning doing the same thing as they did in Maine. You get as many people as you can together who pool their resources, financial resources, so that you can have a competent legal counsel, because there were two lawsuits here in the state already. One last year was a class action lawsuit. It was not on the health issues, but it was kicked to the curb by the court for jurisdictional reasons, meaning that it was supposed to go, it should go to the Texas PUC first. The other case, Cynthia Johnson versus Encore, was also dismissed because it has to go to the Public Utilities Commission first. They have oversight of what goes on with the utility companies. If you're having a problem with your cable TV or something, that's the Federal Communications Commission. But this, you have to go through the steps of administration first. So there is no litigation.
Okay.
I'm not required as a petitioner to have an attorney represent me, mm-hmm. but in the real world, yes, you do, because you're going to be going up against Goliath. Encore
so you
has
you
lots of money.
You retained an attorney, and aren't you letting other people join in on what you're doing down there?
Yes, we're encouraging people to become a petitioner. It does require that they're able to make some kind of financial contribution.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, if we don't take in enough donations or get enough petitioners, my husband and I are going to, you know, pay whatever the balance is on the bill, and we live on a fixed income. I don't get paid for my work, but we have to do this because it is critically important.
Well,
now,
tell them how to reach you, DB.
Just if you're interested in becoming a petitioner, my two columns right now are posted on the front page of my website. You just scroll down in the middle, you'll see where it says DB's columns. One says my fight against a smart meter, and the new one today is smart meters, the new silent killer. And if you read both of them, they have tremendous amounts of source references for expert opinion. And,
mm-hmm.
And second, in the one today, it talks about becoming a petitioner. You can contact me by email, which is just my name, DV, and then K, DVK at earthlink.net, and I will get back to you on that. When you become a petitioner, you do not have to appear at a hearing. One of our petitioners is 73 years old, and she has a problem traveling, so you know, that's what the attorney's there for. But I have read several reports
mm-hmm.
about the smart meters being safe. The only problem was when I looked into the background of the author or the company or both, they are recipients of grant money in one form or another or belong or have an affiliation with a lobbyist organization on behalf of the utility company. So right there, those reports are tainted. But
wow.
The ones that are in my column, these are people who study and have studied wireless radio frequency transmissions and electromagnetic fields for decades. This
wow.
is nothing new. The electromagnetic fields have been out there for 35 years now. One of the expert opinions is from the Hebrew University in Israel. This professor wrote the paper, and Professor Reichter, at the very end, and he hit it right on the head. He
okay.
said that smart meters powered by fiber optics, which
really
are without any known risk,
mm-hmm.
could have been used to achieve the same objective as they're trying to do with the, quote, smart meter.
Wow. Thank you so much, DV. And again, tell them how to get to your website.
It's just my name, DEV, dvy.com, dv.com.
Thank you, DV.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Hey, DV's got to leave us, y'all.
I think that's just, you know, I mean, it's fantastic the work that DV is doing in Texas.
It is.
It's what we all need to be doing to organize in our communities and to demand a halt to this program.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the behavior of Encore, her utility, is just absolutely reprehensible. I mean, this you know, woman who family who pay their utility bills.
Absolutely.
They're on medical, and disability.
Right.
This guy depends on electricity for his medical needs. You know, the utility has absolutely no right to come in and threaten disconnection.
That's why we're going to talk to an attorney about it. Attorney David Wallner, your line is open. You sent me something via email that said you had 7 reasons to avoid the smart meter. And you mentioned health, safety, privacy, national security, service termination, unlawful use of your property, and dirty electricity.
Yeah, all those and more, I'm sure. You know, I think the problem here is that the utilities never asked homeowners. And if you're going to install something on someone's property that's a Class 2B carcinogen,
right,
according to the World Health Organization, you know, you need to ask and you need to consult beforehand. And that stage never happened. So for the utilities to say, you have to have this, otherwise we're going to switch off your electricity.
No, David Wallner is on the line. Attorney Wallner, I'm sorry, I opened the wrong phone line. Are you there?
David, are you there?
Yeah.
I
are you
am.
There, Mr. Wallner?
Yes, good evening. First of all, I'm not an attorney. I'm an EMF consultant and regulatory advisor.
Okay.
Thank you for the invitation to participate tonight and your enthusiasm pursuing the smart meter issue. Your guests are both correct and articulate.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to, first, before I answer your question, go to the point you made earlier in your program.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most important issues facing Americans today is jobs.
Mm-hmm.
The smart meter deployment will end up eliminating thousands of jobs across the United States, putting more people out of work and increasing the strain on our economy. This is definitely not in the public interest. Keep in mind that computers will take these people's jobs, and those jobs will be gone forever. As far as the 7 reasons, briefly, health. The reality is that some people get violently sick when a smart meter is installed on their property. This includes headaches, ringing in the ears, sleeping problems, anxiety, depression, to name a few. When the smart meters are removed, the symptoms disappear. Safety. When smart meters aren't properly installed, they can start fires, they can short electrical circuits, they can create other hazards. Unqualified subcontractors get paid by how many smart meters they install, and many times their personnel are not sufficiently trained.
Mm-hmm.
Privacy. Smart meters make it easy for people to hack into the network that connects your meter to the utility's collection point.
Mm-hmm.
As a result, we have disclosure of customers' personal information to unwanted third parties. This can lead to a number of issues, including home invasion robberies, identity theft, and overbilling. In addition, your personal information may be sold to marketing firms for advertising. Even more important, national security. Many cyber security experts agree that smart meters and a smart grid are an open invitation for terrorists and other wrongdoers to take down our entire electrical grid. This means that government offices, private corporations, and other businesses would be paralyzed during the outage. Imagine what this could do to our national security forces, the stock market, and other financial institutions. One of your guests mentioned something that touches my heart, and that's service termination. With a smart meter, the electrical utilities can disconnect or limit the amount of power that you use, and this can be done remotely by a computer.
Mm-hmm.
As you might expect, it poses a very serious problem to people that rely on medical apparatus, such as life support systems, as well as the elderly and the disabled who require heating and air conditioning during extreme temperature excursions. So there you are, a couple more thoughts, one of which is unlawful use of your property.
Well, thank you.
Deployments across the United States use a mesh network, and this involves a device installed on your property that's used to serve other customers. there can be more than 500 subscribers on that network in a particular neighborhood, and they all serve as a point to transmit data to the computer's utility.
Mm-hmm.
So as you can tell, I have some objections. Go ahead.
I'm sorry?
Oh, I turned it back to you.
Okay, no. As a matter of fact, I just opened the phone line of Encore because I promised them that after Ms. Keevy left the line that I would open her phone lines. Catherine, do you have any comments so far?
I do. I've heard a lot of misinformation and distortion of the facts, but first of all, I want to say I thank you for having me on, and I welcome the opportunity to have civil discussion about the smart meters and the benefits that they offer. Texas's grid is separate from the rest of the state. We have different authority here than anywhere else in the United States, and smart meters were encouraged by customer advocacy groups as well as their customers' elected officials because they offer customers more privacy. They increase the reliability of our grid, causing fewer outages, and when outages occur, shorter outages. And most importantly, they give customers more control over their usage to help them control their costs. So there are environmental and economic benefits by empowering customers with this technology. And we're different from markets like the states where you've spoken to people so far, because in Texas, customers own their consumption data. Encore doesn't own it. Encore can't share it with anyone. And nor can Encore control how much electricity any customer uses. That's entirely up to the customer.
Catherine,
Encore doesn't have any power plants. Encore doesn't bill any customers. And Encore doesn't have anything to do with the gas or the water industry. We are an infrastructure company, and this infrastructure is a vast improvement over what was previously available in terms of the level of control that it provides customers, only if they opt in to taking advantage of that technology. So the reasons for installing them are based on years of research involving countries around the world and millions of customers who have benefited from this technology. And while my heart certainly goes out to people who have concerns like a fixed income or a medical dependency on electricity, I believe that this will help them. My grandmother's 88 years old, and she is also on a fixed income, also dependent on electricity, and needs that essentially to live. And to me, increased reliability, as well as the ability to take control of her usage to manage her costs, given her fixed income, is a great benefit that old electromechanical meters, whose technology is older than the technology in rotary phones can provide, is a great benefit, and the benefits far outweigh these statistical anomalies.
Catherine, would you agree that the radiation that comes from smart meters, because that has been a big concern in other states, would you agree that radiation has just been classified as a class 2B carcinogen by the World Health Organization?
It's not radiation. It's radio frequencies and electromagnetic fields. Those are two different things. And as you know, the World Health Organization classification is the same as peroxide or talc. And in addition, in our homes, every day we use appliances that have much higher electromagnetic field and radio frequency emissions when we're using our appliances.
The phone lines at this time to Mark Tony. Mark Tony,
so
do you agree with those comments?
Well, I think I'm Mark Tony from the Utility Reform Network in California, TURN, and our issues have to do with smart meters being the most expensive solution to any problem that they purport to solve. They don't make economic sense. The problem is that...
Well, they do in Texas. That's a different... I can't speak to California, but in Texas they are.
I have three issues with smart meters anywhere in the country. The first is the ability to do remote shutoffs is a major shift of power from consumers to the utilities. And the reason why is with old meters, a utility company has to roll out a truck and a crew twice, once to turn somebody's electricity off and once to restore that electricity. And what that means is it gives the consumer a little bit of bargaining power because to make a payment arrangement because the utility wants to avoid the cost of several hundred dollars of sending out this crew.
Well, actually,
with
Encore doesn't bill
shut-off.
Any customers, and we send it to us every month to read. Okay, well, we don't bill any customers.
You've got to let me finish here.
Okay, well, I just wanted to speak to the fact
that you're not permitted to talk over somebody.
Okay, I will speak to them.
If I could finish this.
Sure,
please. Which is that with a smart meter, actually, a utility company has the ability to shut off someone's electricity whenever they want with very little cost. And the fact is that here in California, when the smart meters were put in, the remote shutoff skyrocketed as soon as the smart meters went in, and the consumer group had to go into the Public Utilities Commission and demand increased protections for consumers to bring those numbers down. So this is not simply a fear that we have. We actually have seen that happen. And so that is why one of the many reasons we're against smart meters is because remote shutoff means that people fry in the summer and freeze in the winter, and that is the power that smart meters give to utilities and takes away from consumers.
Well,
okay,
may I say that Encore does not have that power because when we are in a weather alert, we are forbidden under extreme weather warnings from any connect or disconnect. But additionally, Encore doesn't bill any customers, nor do we connect or disconnect service. Customers choose which retail electric provider they will use when their service will be established and when their service will be disconnected. As it is, Encore sends a truck out and sends someone to jump your fence to read your meter, and your privacy and safety will actually increase from not having meter techs in your alleys looking over your fence to read your meter once you have the smart meter. Your safety and your accuracy of your readings will improve.
Everyone's phone lines is open, and Thelma just posted in the chat room that she wanted to address you, Catherine. So,
please.
Thelma, please.
Catherine, I've got a couple questions for you.
Sure.
Number one, I don't know how you think these meters are better for us. There have been red flags raised about the health issues with these meters. There also is the great possibility that our information can be retrieved by people who are not authorized to do so. I don't care how many laws you pass. Also, in addition to that, there are meters out there that do not have to use the wireless communications such as these. And the biggest problem I have with Encore, who you keep saying doesn't bill people, I don't care if they bill people or not, you people are the ones forcing us to have these smart meters. And the people that you and CenterPoint and AEP are hiring to put these things in are rude. They apparently are getting paid by the meter. They don't follow the laws. They don't follow any kind of regulation. And I don't know how you can say that our privacy is better off. When I told the man not to be on my property, he came over my fence anyways. And
that's outrageous.
Yeah. And so the only way I could get rid of him was to show him that, yes, I actually owned a gun.
And this is the kind of arrogance that we're seeing from the utilities. You know, they come in, they threaten you with switching off your power when you've paid your bill. They come in and they force a microwave device on your home that you did not give permission for. These are private property rights we have, and the right to safety and security in our home guaranteed to us by the Fourth Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And these monopoly utilities are coming in, and they are hurting people. They are driving people from their homes. They are violating our privacy, and people need to stand up to these companies neighborhood by neighborhood.
Encore isn't driving anyone from their homes. And our information is safer and more secure. We are obliging all of the regulators at the state and federal level. All of our policies and procedures are in compliance with municipality, state, and federal regulations. And the radio frequency networks and the electromagnetic fields are well within standards set by the Federal Communications Commission, by the Electrotechnical Commission.
That's not a good answer. That is not a good answer, Catherine, because the levels they have set, if you don't know it, you better check into it, because the levels they have set are not within a healthy range. Other countries are banning these meters. They are banning them, and they are giving opt-outs, and they are not forcing people to have them. They are dangerous. They present a fire hazard. The reading accuracy on these meters are totally off.
No.
People's electric rates are skyrocketing threefold on some of these readings. And don't give me the garbage that the old meters weren't accurate, because, yes, they were. And you people just want to come in and put these meters in, and there are health issues, and I don't care how many times you tell me it's within ranges for the FCC, for any federal or state regulation. The fact is that the entire information was not presented to the legislature in Texas in 2005, nor was it presented in 2007. You've already had recalls on some of these meters and had to go back and replace them for the inaccuracy, and you will not address the health issues.
Well, the replacement of meters speaks to the benefit of the technology that we have.
No,
we know immediately when there are problems.
Wrong.
We can detect. No, there were human errors that have been rectified by allowing the new meters are highly accurate, and in side-by-side meter tests repeatedly in a number of circumstances, the new meters are as accurate or more accurate than the electromechanical meters, both of which are well within the expectations that customers have of accurate measurement.
Okay.
And
so
as far as the rates in Texas,
say,
you choose the rates
day,
that you say, whatever the rates that you choose in Texas. If you are paying more than 10 cents per kilowatt hour, you can reduce your cost 40% tomorrow. If you're using information from your smart meter, as 80% of the customers who have smart meters are doing, you
I
can reduce your usage another 5
power,
to 10%.
Don't
but
try
there's
to tell me these things
reduction.
Are health problem issues. And they're also privacy issues. And how dare you or any other company in the state of Texas tell me what I will have my air conditioning set at? How dare you tell me what my refrigerator will be set at? Dare you tell me how much energy I will use as a consumer in the United States of America? How dare you?
I won't, and I don't.
Why, if a utility wants to install a new meter on someone's home, why was there no consultation? Why were consumers never asked or consulted on this issue that affects people's private property? Why did you just come and force these meters on people and then threaten to switch off their electricity when they have questions or they want to delay? I mean,
that's not the case.
That
we have
happening.
Communication and interaction before the installation of every meter.
You don't.
We have proactive
don't.
Outbound communication through events, through door hangers, through a personal knock on the door. If people have questions, we have information at our website,
smartmeters.com. Somebody's got some crackling on their line, if you would, if you're not speaking.
John Marler here. Ms. Quasar.
Also, we want to mention that John Marler and Cindy Carriger, your lines are open. Everybody's phone line is open right now. We want to give John Marler and Cindy an opportunity to jump in. Marler,
Ms. Quasar,
this
is John Marler. I am just totally aghast at your statements. You're stating that you're just the provider of these things and that the billing companies are the ones that are doing anything, and yet you have yet to produce. All you do is quote statements that are absolutely lie.
Accurate.
You cannot find a single letter from a consumer asking for this.
I
cannot bring me a single consumer agency that says, I want this. If we've got 10 million people that want this, or 1,000 people, or 100. Now, let me finish. The other thing is you're stating that these are safe. There is no independent study on your side of the equation that says that you are doing anything other than repeating what the CCST report says, which has been debunked by the Hirsch report, the Ollie Johnson report, the Havas Report, the Carpenter Report, the Sage Report, the other, and Goldsworthy. And these are around the world who have taken that CCST report apart. And
Catherine,
shown...
are you familiar with these reports?
I am not, but I am familiar with the Navigant Report, the Electric Power Research Institute Report, and the Edison Electric Institute Report, with a much larger statistical sample, all of which found that these are safe
paid,
and cause no health problems.
And all of those are paid agencies of the industry, are they not?
Absolutely right.
No,
absolutely
Navigant
right.
was paid independently to conduct research on the accuracy of smart meters and found
they
were
possibly,
highly accurate and beneficial.
How did they possibly come up
Excuse
with accurate
me?
Figures that
Catherine?
Are 160 times different than the other reports?
And Catherine,
that is not.
They told you that they were not accurate and you had to remove and replace them. Don't quote a report that told you these things were inaccurate and told you to replace them.
Cindy Carragher, you're correct.
The Navigant report did find a human error that was able to be solved immediately in a number of cases because we were able to use the technology of the smart meters to identify and fix every single case, which is not something that's possible with electromechanical meters.
John Marler,
Cindy Carragher,
Catherine,
you
I have a question.
John Marler, can I say something, John? This John.
John, go ahead.
Here
sure.
is the core
Catherine,
issue that
I have
we're
a
all
question
here.
For you when you get a chance.
Here's some foundational facts. If we are a constitutional republic where citizens are supposedly the ones of we the people, the government of we the people, why are we not afforded an opt-in option
yep.
instead of having to fight tooth and nail to get an opt-out? Two, Why has nobody on your side of the industry gone to Underwriters Laboratory to get a valuation? Because Underwriters Laboratory would tear you apart.
I have a question for Catherine, please.
Go right ahead.
Catherine, this is David Wilner in California. Good evening. Thank you for participating. The question I have is, do you have any objection to people making their own choice about the smart meter?
People opt in to get a smart meter when
no.
they initiate a contract with the retail electric provider of their choice. That is
their
opt-in.
You didn't answer my question. You didn't answer my question, Catherine. Do you have any objection to people making their own choice?
I have no objection to choice, and in Texas, we have the choice to decide who our retail electric provider is, what the benefits of the plan that they will offer will be, and citizens have been involved in every step of the process, from the legislature to the Public Utility Commission plan. They wanted these meters because of the control it increased among customers and the benefits to customers of the new technology.
Well,
you know,
Catherine, I'll be very
spoke
frank.
About,
first of all, you didn't answer
the
question.
Which I understand.
Please allow me to finish my question and answer, then I'll turn it over to someone else.
Sorry, David.
Catherine, you really didn't answer my question, which was, do you believe that people should be able to make a choice? And your answer was very disingenuous. I have one more comment for you, with all due respect. You sound very much like the people that told us that smoking wouldn't hurt us years ago. Now, 20 years later, we know much different. I think that the same thing is going to happen with the smart meters. It'll take years before the meters take their total toll on people. But again, I think your answer was very disingenuous. Thank you.
Great point by David. I mean, absolutely. The utility industry is running out of independent scientific medical research organizations to refer to in terms of the safety of their smart meters. And that's because in the last year, the World Health Organization, the National Institutes of Health, the Journal of the American Medical Association have all pointed out that wireless at levels allowed by the FCC is potentially damaging to health and has biological changes in the brain and nervous system. And that is a truth that the utility industry cannot deny.
I agree that there are levels in our home from our appliances, from our television, from our computer, from our smartphone, as well as radio frequency, both electromagnetic field and radio frequency, far higher from appliances that we use every day than from the smart meter on the outside of the home, which we can signal.
Let me just follow up with this. I've heard this argument before. Now, are you telling me that the peak pulse of radiation from like a Wi-Fi unit is higher than the peak pulse from a smart meter? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know, but I do know that these devices have been measured and their signals are weak and intermittent and maybe far higher in your home from your computer, your ceiling fan, your television screen, your household electronics.
The way that the utility is able to make these incorrect comparisons is by using what's known as a technique is known as time averaging, which basically erases the peaks of radiation as measured by scientific instruments. And because the meters, the electric meters we're talking about here, emit a powerful microwave burst every 4 to 5 seconds, and they're only a couple of milliseconds long, the utility will average the time when the meter is spiking radiation with the time when it's dormant, and it'll come up with a very, very low figure. In reality, these meters represent a major and significant increase in a known class 2B carcinogen as identified by the World Health Organization throughout our communities in a forced and not disrespectful manner. And the utilities have got to stop this. We've got to have hearings about how this came to be. The fact is that the utility meters, the analog meters for 100 years, have been reliable, safe meters, and since they put in smart meters, people are complaining of health problems. We've had meters exploding, causing surges in places like East Palo Alto in California. The utility industry and the smart grid industry needs to wake up and realize that its products are hurting Americans.
Well, let me ask Catherine.
I disagree,
Catherine,
because the
Catherine,
martyrs.
I have to ask you one more question. You keep telling us that we have a choice. We do not have a choice, and you need to stop saying that, because
we
that
cannot
is an
opt
outright
out. I mean, you're not,
lie.
You can opt out, are you, Catherine?
You have a choice. You go to powertochoose.org.
You
select the retailer. You select the terms of your plan.
You do not have a choice.
You're
do not
about how
have
much
a
we
choice.
Can pay per kilowatt. We're not talking about that. We're saying, can we opt out of not having the smart meter on our houses at all?
In Texas, that has not been considered because of the disservice that it would provide to customers who want
this. No, that's not what we asked you. We asked you, can we opt out from having a meter?
I know everyone's heated, but really, let's have a discussion about this. This is good.
Right. So in Texas, the benefits which customers sought were increased privacy, increased reliability, fewer outages, shorter outages, and control over usage to control costs. Those were the benefits that smart meters are providing millions of Texans.
Catherine, no one in Texas, no one, as far as consumers, have thought that at all. You are getting such a feedback. It is true. And you're getting a feedback from those customers, and you're telling outright lies.
How many
complaints
do we
have the right to opt out of these meters?
How many complaints are y'all getting on these smart meters, honestly?
I don't know, but I do know that we address each and every one of them personally. As you know, we have an AskEncore.com website as well as a hotline and a series of public events where people can come and speak to real live human beings. We also have Smart Texas open houses specifically dedicated to the meters, and all of those initiatives have been in response to the customer concerns that we heard, and we will talk
to
Camille.
Can I address that, please?
I think
this is Camille. Let me address, you said that Encore had their people coming out. Yes, this is Camille, and I'm in Carrollton. I'm in Texas. And we found out that Encore was going to be at one of the libraries for a couple of hours one Monday evening, and so several of us from our Tea Party officers, we went and spoke to each different gentleman that was there. They all had specific things, but none of them really knew what would be happening with, you know, health reasons and stuff. So one of the gentlemen, I was pretty insistent, just like some of us were. I said, you're still not answering our questions and all, so he had somebody email me, and I kept asking the questions, well, who said we had to have these and all of that and all of this, which he really couldn't answer. But you had said that this is supposed to help us for our electricity to stay on. Well, let me tell you what happened at our house. For instance, my husband and I happened to be out and came home, you know. We didn't know that somebody had climbed our 8-foot lock fence and changed it. We didn't know till my husband went outside to go get the mail, and he comes in with this thing hanging on the door, and he says, this is the smart meter. And so we went out in the back, and you guys had switched it. No permission. We never, never got any information from Encore, seeing that you were the ones putting them on, or TXU, who I have, saying, yes, we're going to be doing this. Now, from that meeting, I got some information, but I never got any information before that. So that's not right. That happened here at our house. Our daughter and her family live not too far away in Carrollton, and she was home. They have an 8-foot fence, and it's locked, and she sees this guy in her backyard. She's still in the house. She's talking through the window to him and said, what are you doing in my yard? I have to change a meter. Well, she knew better and said, no, I don't want that changed. And he comes back and says, yes, I have to change it. She says, no, leave the property now. He says, no, if I don't change it, you don't get any electricity. So don't say that they don't say that. They do say that.
We're not supposed to, and if we have that contractor's information, then we will hold them accountable.
And Ms. Quasar,
Ms.
Quasar, you have a presupposition in all these meetings you're talking about.
Is this John?
Yes, it is, John. I'm sorry. John Marler, you have a presupposition in every one of your so-called meetings. There's no alternative. You're going to be, I call it the Borg attack. You are, their resistance is futile. You will be a member of the collective. There is no choice. We'll listen to you. We'll talk to you. We'll show you the meter. We'll give you our propaganda, and we will tell you that no matter what you say or what you provide us, you'll have exactly what the sustainability officer here in Georgetown gave us, and that was, you can believe what you want to read. I'll believe what I want to read. And I'm asking for just a simple thing like, okay, let's get the underwriter's lab to say that these are safe. Let's get them to do the test. And let's not mess with these so-called agencies that are money tapped into the industry. Let's go with people like Daniel Hirsch, who has shown the minimum difference between your registry and your readings to be 160 times greater than what you read. Or Johansson's report that shows a minimum of 40 times higher than yours. The thing that is so concerning to all of us is the invasion of our property, the invasion of our rights, and the fact that we are being given an edict that I don't care what you say. I would love to see you produce several letters that says, I want these things on my house.
If you're on Twitter and you go to search for the tag USA Energy Saver or to the website biggestenergysaver.com, you will see just that, customers who want to save. I had someone tell me just this week his July electric bill, even after choosing a plan less than 10 cents per kilowatt hour, his July electric bill was $500, and he would love to have had a smart meter so that he could see opportunities to further reduce his
Mary,
use. Electromechanic meter is our property, and we have no way to get data from you without the smart meter, because there will not be support of electromechanical meters, after which there will be no way to get your data.
Catherine, let me ask you a question. This is Josh from California. You know, is it Encore policy to disconnect paying customers who refuse to have a smart meter on their property?
No.
So
Encore doesn't disconnect.
Somebody will disconnect, you just won't be Encore.
No, Encore's policy, first of all, is we get the requests for disconnection and reconnection from the retail electric providers that customers choose at powertochoose.org. That is one way in which we are very different from California, because customers choose their retailer and they choose their plan, they choose their rate, and their terms of service. Encore is not a billing entity. We just read the meter.
Connect or disconnect.
We read the meter, and we are not going to continue to read electromechanical meters.
Well, you know, speaking of reading meters, y'all are obviously reading my meter wrong. I've been in my house 10 years this year, and on the 1st of May, the first week of May, you install your meter. My bill at that time was averaging about $100 and some. The next month, it went to $318. That's more than double. And the following month, it went to $525. In the entire time that I have lived in this house, I've never seen a bill for $318, and I've never seen a bill for $525. So in 2 months, I have paid Encar over $800 in utilities.
I believe it, and I would ask you first of
but
all,
you know what? But
how
no,
much do you pay
I know
per
you
kilowatt
believe
hour?
It because you all did it, but there's no possible way that I went from last year's usage was about 2,300, you say, in the summer, to 3,745 kilowatts this year.
Well,
so
where do you keep
I
your
say
thermostat?
To everyone, there's a problem. I agree with all the panel members. There is a problem. And I know there must be, I don't know how many people complaining every week that you all are overbilling them. So there's no way that you can't say that there is something wrong. Everybody ain't lying on Encar.
Yeah, all the inaccuracies that have been reported are in one direction. That is up. The way that these wireless meters have been, you know, wired or whatnot is ending up giving people a far inflated bill. If we were just seeing general inaccuracies, surely we would see people saving money and people with overinflated bills. But we're only seeing a lot of people really angry about the inflated bills that they're getting. And we suspect, and this has happened in some places in California, that the wireless signal is actually intercepted by a neighbor. So you could be getting billed for your neighbor's electricity, and the wireless meters don't know the difference, and it's all going through the air anyway. So anyone can intercept it. You know, this is even like a national security risk if people, someone would to intercept the signals and potentially shut down the grid. This has, experts really, really worried about this issue.
Well, if I may speak first to Carrie's situation. Carrie, may I answer your questions and then a California guest before we get into another question?
Uh-huh.
So you've been in your house for 10 years. As you know, this has been the hottest summer in North Texas in history, the hottest summer in 31 years.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you set your thermostat?
But you know what? My thermostat is at 80 right now, and
okay.
That's where it is all day. And sometimes at night I will sleep under my ceiling fan and raise it to 90. I mean, so you know what? When you get through, it's not 100 degrees all day long. It's 100 degrees a portion of the day. So when you all get through with all of your analogies, everything that I'm not using is unplugged. All of my lights are off except for the rooms that I'm in. So it does not make sense. I've talked to your people repeatedly. You all claim that you came out and checked the meter, then you came out and tested the meter, and
correct.
You say you're 100% accurate. Well, what I say is this is war. I mean, I will not stop. I will do a show every single month. I will find experts from all across the world to talk about this. I will not stop until everybody knows that there's an issue with smart meters.
Go, girl.
Well, may I say that the temperature, even if your thermostat is on the same setting this summer that it was last summer, the temperature outside is 10 degrees hotter. Each degree difference is an increase of 6 to 8% in your usage, typically, according to statewide averages. So a difference of 10 degrees outside can result in that kind of increase. I've seen my bill double from May to June.
I mean, with nothing running basically but a light switch, a refrigerator, and an air conditioner, that I've got 3,745 kilowatts, and I asked my neighbor, and he has nowhere near that. His bill is $285. Are you serious?
Yeah,
and
you know,
he also has a smart meter?
They're blaming it on the hot weather, and Encore, the utility, is partially responsible for that, too, because they're burning all this coal, thickening up our carbon dioxide and increasing the temperature. So, you know, these utilities are just say whatever they would need to make a profit and to get people to accept these smart meters being forced down their throat. And you know what? People have a right to say no. If one of these Encore installers come onto your property, all you say is, get off my property or I'm going to call the police. And if they don't get off your property, call the police, report a trespasser.
That's not true. Thelma got arrested. Thelma, can you jump in and tell them what happened
to
you?
That's outrageous.
Well, can I first say that we don't generate electricity?
I didn't
don't
get arrested. Catherine, be quiet for a minute because I have a question.
Okay.
I know of someone who has one of your smart meters. They have unplugged, turned off, even flipped their breakers off, and they are still being charged $60 a month. You tell me where that energy is going because they aren't running anything.
Out to run that microwave pulsating smart meter that's making everyone sick. That's where that that energy is going.
And, you know, I had a friend of mine call Mike Murphy this week. His bill is $700 for a rental property that he has and is vacant. And you know what? There's no air-conditioned unit on the property right now. $700.
Well,
now I will tell my story, Catherine.
Okay.
This is
and
what
I like
I'm, now this is an encore because I'm in Houston, Texas. So don't think I'm outside the state because I'm not. In Houston, Texas, you're who's speaking?
Thelma.
Yes.
Thelma Teramina.
Thelma. Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And CenterPoint came onto my property. I told them that they were not to come on the property and put a meter in. He told me he was coming anyways. I told him, no, you're not. He told me he was calling his supervisor. Well, instead of calling his supervisor to come out and talk to me, the man jumped my back fence, and I was in my backyard, and I was in front of my meter, and that person shoved me out of the way on my property. He actually laid hands on me about 7 times.
Wow.
Now, you tell me that these people installing these meters are ethical, and you tell me that what Encore and CenterPoint and AEP is doing in this state is moral, legit, or has any kind of public well-being in mind, because I can tell you it doesn't. And this isn't just me. This has happened to a 70-year-old woman.
Well, I cannot speak to the practices of other companies, and I'm sorry to hear of your experience. I can't imagine what I would
this
do in that circumstance, but that is not our practice.
And your company are demanding that we take these crappy meters and put them on our homes. And one isn't going on mine because they are known to cause fires, and we have been there and done that, and it isn't happening again, darling.
Catherine, what is protocol if Encore comes to the door and someone says, I don't want the meter on my house, what is the procedure from there?
Well, we can first escalate the call to talk to them, to answer their concerns, and see if we can reach agreement to place the new meter. If not, we remove the electromechanical meter, which is ours, at the point that they refuse service.
I'm sorry, does that mean that they don't have any utilities in their house?
Correct,
unless they have generation from solar or gas-powered generators. But we come on the property every month to read the meter if it's an electromechanical meter when you talk about people in your yard.
I'm not sure if that was a clear answer.
We're there every month in your yard reading the meter now, and we will no longer be in your yard to read the electromechanical meter. So if you refuse service, then you will have our electromechanical meter removed from your property.
So that means you have no utilities?
Unless you generate your own.
When I asked you whether you would disconnect paying customers who refuse to have a smart meter, you said that no, you would not disconnect them, but you would take their old analog meter, which would leave them without electricity. Is that right?
I believe that if they will not accept the smart meter, we would remove the electromechanical meter, but I don't know of any cases when that has occurred.
Wow.
Well, what's happening out here in California, I can tell you, is that people who are being forced to have a smart meter out here, the entire neighborhoods are taking the initiative, and they're hiring an electrician to remove the smart meter that they never wanted in the first place and replace it with an analog meter. And people can buy analog meters from supply shops, and if their health is being affected, if your health is being affected, or if you don't want this on your home, there's no compulsion to do that. Now, the utility has no legal right under the utilities code to disconnect the power of paying customers. That is an illegal act and not something that is foreign to these utility companies.
So if someone did that here, Catherine, what happens?
Because they don't have a smart meter, there would be no information collected about their usage, so their service would be terminated. There's no way to collect. There's no way to know without entering your property. So for the privacy of the customer and the safety of our workers, we're not entering private property after
Oh, my God. Please.
Okay, Catherine, I have to ask a couple quick questions, and I have to tell you, as an American, I'm very disappointed that you're telling me that your company is denying people their right of choice. But here's something else. Let me finish, please. With respect to the overbilling that I've heard reported during this conversation and your statements, Catherine, I want you to consider this. The same meters that you're using there in your territory are also used in California, and 1,600 of them were sent back to the factory within the last month here in California because they were recording information inaccurately. That's a fact that you can confirm.
Wow.
Secondly, and even more important, Catherine, you quoted the Navigant report to support the use of the smart meter, saying that they were safe, and I took the liberty of dialing up the study that you just referred to by Navigant. You failed to mention to the listeners that the meters that you are using are poorly, I'm quoting now, poorly constructed, and they include defective parts. How in the world can you be on this link talking to people across the United States telling us how great your smart meters are when, in fact, they're poorly constructed and they have defective parts? How can you do that, Catherine?
Well, because of the Navigant report, which did find a small sample statistically of meters, we had the ability to upgrade and replace every single meter that had that potential defect, which
Don't
is
mind
not something
us.
We could have done
I
in an electromechanical meter. We have incorrect electromechanical meter reads all the time, and there were also cases of electromechanical meter reads that were incorrect at the time that some smart meters were installed. But with the new smart meters, that removes the margin or reduces the margin of error and offers customers more privacy because they own their data, the outages are fewer and shorter, so increased reliability for all customers with electric service and more control over their usage to help them control their costs.
That's really
But if you're
admitting
that you're using defective meters and people are complaining about being overbilled, I think you owe those customers the courtesy of going out and checking their meters and find out if you still have some remaining duds out there. The idea to tell people that they're wrong or that they used more power is very one-sided, Catherine.
We
How
do
about
go
being
out.
Fair? How about being fair and talking to the people that said their bill is too high and see if they have one of those defective meters?
We absolutely do in every case, and we get complaints of overbilling in equal measure from customers with electromechanical meters and smart meters, especially in times of extreme weather like we've seen in recent summers and winters. And in every case, we do send a person out. We do conduct meter tests. And in those cases that there is a mistake, we admit it. No one pays for electricity that they didn't use, and the equipment is upgraded.
Let me ask you this question.
Well, that's not what I'm hearing in this conversation. What about Carrie's bill, Catherine? What happened there?
They made me pay
for the
it,
empty
y'all.
House bill.
$25, they
bill.
Made me pay it. And I swear, I declared that blood money.
that was
really what the Apple
You don't need to.
That's blood
20,
money.
They charge you
$25. Well, y'all did, you know what, if I did it, I'm a good paying customer, and I think you can tell that from my account. I didn't do that, and if I'd done it, I'd have paid it, and I wouldn't have said a word about it. But when I know I didn't do it, I'm going to yell, and I'm going to let everybody know. I really want to know what percentage of those smart meters are malfunctioning. Do y'all have a number on that?
I do, and I believe it's less than a few tenths of 1%. And In terms of your case, I don't have your data because it's private and it's yours, but I do know that the proportional increase that you saw from spring to summer is also the proportional increase that our customers with electromechanical meters and smart meters alike, myself included, saw from spring to summer during the hottest summer.
But Catherine, I challenge you to let us see your bill because I don't believe you. I'm sorry. I don't.
Okay, if I send them to you, will you?
For the actual electricity that the smart meter uses, because the smart meter uses energy to power its microwave transmitters and to run all the electronics within it. Who actually pays for that electricity that's being consumed there?
That is factored into the customer's costs, which are more than offset by the benefits of the meter in terms of increased reliability and control over usage and the privacy benefits that I mentioned before.
So the customers
that was baked into the cost.
Electricity from the smart meter.
Yeah, customers are paying $2.19 a month over an 11-year period, which was agreed upon by customer groups, municipalities.
Which one?
And
customer groups.
The Office of Public Utility Council, which is the customer advocacy group in the state of Texas.
Me.
Well, you also have elected officials and appointed officials who are accountable to you, and they were also part of this process.
So just so I understand,
yeah,
the
after you scammed them.
Right.
Encore
directly.
Pays for the electricity from the smart meters. That is not part of a customer's bill. What customers are paying for is the monthly fee, but Encore pays for the electricity, and they are read over wires. It is not like California where the information is wireless. Security and safety are Encore's top priorities for our customers, for our employees, for our families, and for the communities
we serve.
Whoa.
You're saying that none of the smart meters in Texas are wireless?
The billing information is transmitted over the wires. The reads of the
billing.
Meters is transmitted over the wires.
But from the meter, that's a wireless connection.
That's a Zigbee connection, correct,
so
which is comparable to like a Bluetooth connection.
That's
correct.
The radiation that the World Health Organization classed as a carcinogen?
That's a radio frequency, low power, intermittent signal every 15 minutes.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Why do you try to trick us with your wording is what I want to know. You say no, they're not wireless, but they are.
But they are wireless. They don't have wires.
You're trying to address one portion when we're talking about the whole thing. And as typical with these companies, because it's not just Encore, it's all of them. And what you do is you spin it so it can sound the way you want it to, but we all are learning better. So either Encore better educate itself about the truth about these things, which I think they already know. No, you haven't, because if you had, you never would have tried to force it down our throats.
But let me ask you a question, Catherine. Let me ask you a question. The smart meter? I don't know that I understand why that's considered the smart meter, because I don't need somebody to tell me when I'm using the dryer. I'm using the dryer. So why do I need y'all to record that down at your office that I'm using my dryer at a certain time? That makes no sense to me. I don't need to know my usage pattern because I use it. So how is that helping us?
I have used my information beneficially for over a year through smartmetertexas.com to monitor my usage and reduce it from last summer to this summer, even despite
the... Are you serious? You used it.
But I didn't know how much it cost.
I live alone, so
that's
I know when
not
I cut the light
how much
on and I know when I turn it off. So why do I need some data at your office to tell me when I'm using it? That's crazy.
Well, I'm now lying about more clothing
something.
And, excuse me?
Yeah, I was just trying to get in. This is Cindy Carriger.
What did
you said you line dry more of your clothing?
Yes, but when I saw how much my dryer was costing me in dollars and cents, I started line drying my clothes more instead of drying them in the clothes dryer. I started using fans more and raising my thermostat. I became more conscientious about turning out lights, and I have reduced the bill for my 1,100-square-foot home to less than $100 a month, in part because I pay less than 10 cents per kilowatt hour through a retailer I chose at powertochoose.org, and in part because I am vigilant about monitoring the data from my smart meter and have made changes in my habits and reduced my use effectively.
Catherine,
I use the mic.
Catherine, do you
work at Encore?
Catherine, do you get an employee discount because you work for the utility?
Absolutely not. In fact, I have chosen a retailer just like every other Texan. Encore doesn't have any power plants. We don't generate power from any sources. In fact, we would love nothing more than to help customers reduce their use and manage their costs by choosing plants that are right for them and taking advantage. We have rebates available for those who want to install solar. We have energy efficiency programs that come to people's homes, help them find places that they may be using more energy or losing the energy that they're paying for through leaks, through lack of insulation. We help to subsidize the cost of energy.
Do you all pay for that? Is that a service they have to pay for?
Those are free audits
okay,
to our customers and our
service area. The only thing I've learned from what you said so far is if people don't accept your smart meter, you turn off their power and you use defective meters. That's not a very good track record.
I think actually in the millions of cases where smart meters have been installed, they have been accurate, highly accurate.
No,
they
wait.
Have increased reliability for the customers that have them. And
you
they are giving 80% of the
privacy.
Let me make an announcement, y'all, and then we'll get back to it. If you just tuned in, I have completely forgot where I was tonight. I have not made one announcement tonight. If you just tuned in, you've come center stage tonight for the topic. It's Encore Smart Meters Cheating Customers. We're covering everything from privacy issues to health hazards, the loss of jobs, the fact that it has no federal mandate, the threat to national security, and even that lawsuits are pending against this. If you are on the phone lines and have a question or comment, we're not going to be able to come to you tonight because there's just so much to cover. We're going to do a part two and a part three of this show, so hopefully you'll come back and we'll do it. You'll be able to get in next week. Also, the chat room is open tonight, so if you have a question or a comment, pose it up in chat, and I will pose it to the panel by the end of the evening. But I do have a question. Catherine, Encore does not have anybody overseeing your operation. So if I tell you that there's something wrong with your meter, you send out an Encore representative to check my meter. So isn't that more like the fox watching the hen house? And in my opinion, if that's the case, then it's going to be chicken every night. So I'm trying to understand how you're helping me. I mean, because I don't know that I'm supposed to expect any other result than for you all to say everything is okay because you're policing yourself.
No, we are regulated fully by the Public Utility Commission of Texas, and those commissioners are appointed by the governor of Texas.
They don't come to my house when I say your meter is wrong.
And, you know, this
well,
is
they
kind of
were the ones who commissioned
to hear
the
utility. They say, "Oh, you know, we're so for renewable energy, and we'll talk to the customer, and we'll work it through." And they sound so reasonable. And then the people that they hire to do their job, they all go in, and if someone doesn't want the meter, they say, "We're going to shut off your electricity if you don't take it." And like, it's like, you know, honestly, people are getting really angry all around the country at the way that utilities are threatening communities, are coming in and breaking laws. And hurting people's health, and people are fed up with it. And sounds like from this conversation that Texas is right up there with California on that.
Oh,
John
yeah.
Marler here. Can I say something?
Yeah, John. Go ahead.
I don't know if anybody heard what Catherine said, but if you look at what the goal of Agenda 21, let's just throw that out. The goal is to revert everybody back to using the lines outside to dry your clothes, to reduce your dependence upon energy and all this stuff. My question to Catherine is a two-part. Why aren't we building more power capability rather than trying to measure out what we've got and saying that that's the limit? And the number two, what are you doing about the surveillance that these machines, these meters provide? And don't say they don't, because I've got documents where court cases have shown where the sheriff and the police department in Houston, in Dallas, in Boston, in San Mateo have used smart meter information to identify a person coming home and then arresting them.
Wow.
Well, in terms of the infrastructure, we are making investments. Encore doesn't own or build any power plants, but we are building 1,000 miles of new transmission lines to help alleviate congestion on the grid and enable the additional power that is needed to meet our state's growing population to be
who is
generated.
Paying for those power lines, do you know? These power lines are being constructed.
Right now, Oncor is paying for them, and if it proved by the Public Utility Commission, then that cost, which would be overwhelmed by the savings from the alleviation of congestion on the grid, could be included as a line item in customers' bills. But all the research says that customers are paying a premium now because there is not the ability to get power from the power plants to customers, and the benefits of the smart meters, to your second question, in public safety as well, because when there are power outages, those also mean that your alarm isn't working and everyone is more vulnerable without power. So by increasing, well, Oncor is it's not anything that Oncor has control over. The information belongs to the customer. In Texas, the law is clear. The information belongs to the customer. We can't share that information with anyone unless you have authorized it.
Issue a subpoena and grab that information from the utility. Is that not correct?
I don't know about that.
Wow.
Well, I'm just quoting you a fact. The fact that there has been no power generation in this state or in the United States, increasing our capability to handle the power, and then which would eventually drive down the price of a per kilowatt hour simply
Correct.
Because there's enough generation and there's competition and so forth. And that, what I'm hearing you say, Ms. Cuellar, is basically the efforts of Oncor, center point, all these agencies are all part of the process to reduce the liberties of every citizen, and to permit them to have a situation on their house that provides government, maybe not today, but government with just a simple change of software to be a surveillance device.
That's
and
not
a surveillance
at all
device that can be registered. Why is it that they have a HAN, a NAN, a MAN, and a WAN requirement in the grid mesh?
Because it is using a radio frequency. However, we do have competition in Texas, and we are building more power, especially in the Panhandle and West Texas. New plants are being built, and you are correct. When our infrastructure investment in 1,000 miles of new transmission lines is complete, we expect even more generation to be available. Those are where the savings for Texans will come from when generation has been increased to meet demand.
Isn't it going to increase because you're hooking us onto the national smart grid?
No. The Texas grid is separate from the rest of the United States.
It is right now. It is right now, so don't lie, okay?
Yeah,
it is right now. But let me finish. The plan is that in order to get on the smart grid from across the nation, we have got to have these smart meters so it can talk to that grid. And if you lie to me, Catherine, I'll prove it to you, because your report that supposedly few meters were inaccurate. In that report, they absolutely state that the reason why we need these smart meters is because they need them to hook to the national grid. So either learn what the truth is, Catherine, or stop giving answers that you don't know, because the intent is to hook us on to a national smart grid. And you know it.
And
the
that
truth
is why
is that in California, the experience of Pacific Gas and Electric has shown that the smart meters have not saved a single kilowatt of energy. In fact, they're consuming more energy than the previous analog meters. And, you know, we've seen lie after lie. Our utility saying, oh, we're going to reduce energy, we're going to reduce costs. None of that has come to fruition. The only benefit is to utility shareholders who are reaping new and higher profits from are increasing bills, and it's absolutely outrageous. Now, to the point about hanging our clothes on the line, I think we'd be a lot better off if more people did that. And I do it myself, and my clothes smell way fresher than some downy sheet. But we need to
take a serious look at the limitations of carbon-based energy and begin to think about whether it's wise to depend on a utility industry that is forcing microwave-emitting devices on our homes and endangering our health and safety, and whether it might not be a better idea to relocalize our energy supplies and our dependence and establish local cooperatives that are out of the hands of these giant utility monopolies that are really costing American families.
Well, Texas generates power more than any other state, and all the Texas customers using electricity are using electricity generated in Texas. So
I'm not downwind from you guys.
Well, we're the leader in wind. We have more wind, clean, renewable power than any other state in the United States, and are on our way to being the third largest wind electric economy in the world. But we are also
Dickens. We really like him.
Oh.
Okay, Kathy, let me ask you a question. Are the smart meters linked to fires and explosions? I understand
no.
that there was a mall in Rosa back in April that there was a fire due to the smart meter.
Smart meters do not cause fires. In the cases where there have been electrical fires, those are caused by wiring on premises that is not up to code.
John Marler,
okay,
here.
That's another. I'm going to have to speak up here, please, if I may. Catherine, I appreciate you being on the program and talking, but honesty is very important. I can tell you and the listeners to this program that smart meters do start fires. I have incident reports here in my files from various fire departments stating that. So that's not true. They do start fires. Let me finish, please. And everybody listening to this program must be aware of that fact. I'm personally knowledgeable about a mall that was evacuated in Santa Rosa because three smart meters caught on fire. That is a fact. Two more quick comments, or three. Maybe Carrie will be good enough to have another program and you will join us again. I would invite you to provide any study in the United States that shows customers have saved any money as a result of smart meters.
Okay.
I would find that very interesting. The other thing I'd like to say about security is the fact is, from noted McAfee security experts, someone can sit across the street from your house in a car using a laptop computer, and they can download the information out of your smart meter in a matter of seconds.
Wow.
And secondly, I don't believe anybody listening on this program, or anybody for that matter in the world, wants to suffer personal surveillance by a smart meter that will end up in the hands of someone that may wish to harm them. And this includes home invasion and identity theft. Keep in mind that this information that can be extracted by a laptop computer can travel around the world at the speed of light. The third-party marketing firms and others that do not have a right to know what time you get up in the morning or what time you go to bed or how many people live in your house or what time you put the coffee maker on or anything else about your personal habits. So please be forthright with us with your statement. Smart meters do cause fires. Smart meters are also a threat to our personal security.
Mm-hmm. David,
smart meters
right.
Smart meters do not cause fires, and nor do they make information public. Security has been of the utmost concern since long before the smart meter was invented. In all of our infrastructure and technology, we take security extremely seriously and have engaged experts at all levels, as well as humans who monitor all of our systems 24/7, so that at the first sign of an anomaly or an irregularity, we can investigate and make improvements. And that is another way in which the wire grid provides additional security, because we know of outages before you have reported them, which was impossible with electromechanical meters.
Catherine, I think your nose is growing as you're talking.
John Marler here. Ms. Quay, are you aware of the video that's on Channel 2, the TV station in Houston, Texas, that documents the fire being created by the meter?
I am unaware of it. I am
it
not
is
aware.
There. and it's Channel 2. I'm getting really upset with the fact that you keep coming back with canned answers that do not address the questions that we're asking you. You're being very disingenuous when I ask you about the surveillance capability. You skimmed over that, went directly past it, and went to the next issue. You did not answer why is there a home area network? Why is there a neighborhood area network? Why is there a municipal area network, and why is there a wide area network, which means it goes beyond the provider of our power?
Home area network enables customers to see in real time where their electricity is being used on the basis that they choose to network their home. And in the smart grid networking of communities, we can reroute power faster to areas where power has been lost by isolating the problem and getting the surrounding customers back on as soon as possible.
You know, I'm not sure I want my refrigerator talking to my smart meter. You know, I never really asked
for that. And that's your choice.
Yeah, but what that really means, Catherine, is you can reroute power where you or government officials might not want it to go.
Wow.
If you have the ability to do it where you feel it should go because they need more, that means you have the ability to take it away from other people who may also need it at the same time. So you tell me why that is better for us as a consumer. It isn't better. You can't spell it.
Encore's priority is on safety, and in cases of outages, I'm talking about if a tree falls on a line or a customer drives their car into a power pole and it causes several blocks to lose power. With a networked grid, before someone has arrived on the scene, we can get power back to the blocks that have lost power, only affecting the pole that has the tree on the line or the car.
Catherine, be quiet for a minute. You said that if you saw a need in another area, a high spike where they needed the power, you could reroute that power so that they got the power they needed. So if that's the case, that is what you said. And if that's the case, then you can also deny another section of the power that they need.
Everybody needs power, and this grid is, when networked, able to provide more power to customers faster because we know about outages. I participated in this conversation because I expected there to be reasonable discourse. I don't appreciate the threats and the personal attacks.
Nobody
blowing my nose,
you.
Disingenuous,
speaking
calling me a liar.
Wait,
I am
a liar.
Speaking the truth. I am speaking to the facts.
No,
if you're going to call
not.
Me a liar, I am.
That are
wait a minute, who's threatening you? I'm sorry. I've been on the line the whole time. Who's threatening you?
I didn't catch that either.
Did somebody threaten you, Catherine? Because, I mean,
you did. You said that this was a
yes, let's
war
be clear, though,
and
Catherine.
This was blood money.
But no. I told you it was blood money, in meaning that, okay, first of all, it's something with you, your employee, you employees at Uncar. You all think that you all are the company. You all work for the company, and if they stop giving you a paycheck, you don't show up tomorrow. So with you and Mike Murphy, y'all make it sound like you all are on card. No, I understand you all are employees of the company, but you all are not the company. So when OnCard told me that they were going to charge me $525 for energy usage that I did not use, and I asked you all to come out and check the meter, you did that, you came out to the meter, and you stood behind what you say, and I stand behind the fact that I did not use that much energy, I say I declare blood on Encore.
I am Encore.
When you get through, you work there.
You are a human being.
You work there. And I you know what? I hope you know that you can be hired, you can be fired. So I would never, if I was you, put myself in the position to say that I'm Encore. You work for them.
Now, Catherine,
well, I don't appreciate being called a liar and told that I'm disingenuous and being personally attacked.
Well, I appreciate you
well,
being
Catherine,
on the program.
I'm sure
well,
that
and,
no one
and,
likes
and,
to
you
be
know,
called a liar, but you do have a duty as a human being and a representative of your company to be truthful. And when you tell people that smart meters don't cause fires, when we know differently, that is a serious problem. The
well,
fact
well,
that you
let
work
me be
for
clear
utility,
too,
well, let me finish, please.
Okay.
The fact that you work for a utility and the fact that you're following their dogma is understandable to all of us. And I think that we appreciate you being tough enough to stay on the conversation and fight for what you believe. This is all fair, but no one has threatened you.
No.
If you make a statement, wait, let me finish, please. Please allow me to finish. I've been patient with everyone else. There is an obligation for those of us that are on this conversation to be truthful. If someone goes out and installs a smart meter on their house and it catches fire and they believe what you said and they did it to their detriment, you've done great harm to those people. These are not words. This would be physical harm to them and to their property. If you're wrong about your statements about health and smart meters cause autoimmune deficiency problems or other biological problems for people, which many of us believe, and you say that's not true, you are inflicting harm on people out there that you should not do. So please think about the things you heard tonight on this conversation and do your homework. You have an obligation as a human being to the rest of us to be honest, not to mislead people that are listening on this conversation. If you feel that you've been accused of lying, it's because you have.
I am not.
First of all, I did not invite Encore. You called me yesterday, and you said you wanted to be a part of the panel because you wanted to address the questions. This conversation would have taken place whether you showed up or not. As you see, these are people that are very passionate about this particular topic. Every single one of these issues would have been discussed were you here or were you not here. So for you to say that you feel threatened, I think that's a low blow. Because when I said I declare war, I'm sorry, I didn't say Catherine. I'm talking about Encore. And so for
okay,
you to say
you.
That, I'm offended by that.
Well, I am sorry if I offended you, but I have done my homework, and I am speaking the truth, and I have experienced both firsthand and in research found that the benefits of smart meters are increasing reliability of the grid, reducing the frequency of duration and outages, and empowering customers to take control of their usage, and they are controlling their costs as a result.
Do you have a child, Catherine?
I have 3 godchildren.
Would you want any of them to sleep within 10 inches on the other side of a wall from a bank of 100 smart meters? You'd have no problem with that.
Well, in my building where there's a bank of smart meters, that would be outside, and that would be hot and inhumane. So I wouldn't want any of them to sleep outside.
If their bedroom was on the other side of the wall from a bank of 100 smart meters, you'd have no problem with any of your godchildren sleeping there, given what the World Health Organization has said.
Mm.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Can we put that to a test? Can we...
Wow.
Find a bank of
meters. Well, there's no way to do that.
Put
I think
them
that's
up for the night.
My name's Cindy. If I can speak, I'm Cindy Carriger. I'll finally say a little bit here. Here's a couple of things I think we should consider. There's been numerous, things over times over the years that companies have put forth products that have turned out, in hindsight, to be unsafe. So I don't think it's unreasonable that we're asking for better testing and more testing. Because there is a question, and I personally know people who sit in front of computers all day who have never really had any side effects from the computers, yet when they got a smart meter put, 5 feet from their house even, and they're a few feet from the wall, they began to feel symptoms that they didn't really originally recognize belonged to the smart meter, but after reading and seeing the types of symptoms that other people might be experiencing, they recognized that sounded similar to them, so they moved their office. They moved away, and they felt better. So, I mean, I have, personal knowledge, a personal friend that I know. It's not just, something I read, which there are numerous reports of that, and I'm not saying I doubt those because, but it's just that if there's a doubt that it might be safe, what is wrong with going ahead and having them tested and such? Now,
they
in
have
the matter
to.
Of – okay, well, they – yes, there's been testing, but there's not been live testing and comparison with a person, that's being susceptible to them. They're tested in a – laboratory or wherever else they're tested. And there's a lot of other things that can go on about the talking of the testing. So, but the other point I wanted to make was as far as people changing their usage, here's a couple things. If you want to save electricity, turn things off that are electrical. And I know that sounds simplistic, but that's one way that people can save money without having to spend the money on the smart meter. The other thing is, but I kind of agree, people realize. Go ahead.
And unplug it. turn it off and
unplug especially. Okay. But, however, yes, I can see how it might be motivational if you happen to see when you turn on your dryer, wow, my kilowattage went to this, and I'm paying for, wow, maybe I'll dry my clothes half the time than I normally dry them. I can kind of see that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, but those have only been found to say between 4 and 12% to those who actually bother to do it. Now, and if I did want to do it, I don't need a smart meter necessarily, which costs a lot of money for us to roll this out. I can buy a couple of different products. There's a product called Kilowatt Easy, and that you can buy for less than $30 at Home Depot, Lowe's. You can get it cheaper at Fry's. You can probably buy it online. $30. I can test anything in my house. I can see exactly how much it uses. Now, it is not real-time all the time. In other words, I can't just plug it in and know what all of my house goes. But there is a TED, and you probably know what that is, a TED. It's anywhere from 120 to 100 and maybe 75, depending on the kind you get. And the better kind, the nicer kind, you can, you know, see real-time exactly what you're using at all times. And that just costs $120, $150. Okay, so I did that one time. I bought it. I have it for however long it lasts, however long it works, and I didn't have to spend all the other money. Now, I know the other money goes for other purposes that you described today, but I just don't see that any of them are that great. Really early in the show, I'll say somebody cited a report, and I think it was from Connecticut, that one of the states decided that they didn't want to participate because they did a small amount of rollout, which that's kind of what we've asked. How about you try it for a little while in a certain part, try it out, see how it works. If it's great, saves money and doesn't endanger lives, well, let's move forward. And that's what they did. And once they tested it, they said, we don't really see any benefit, or the benefit is so tiny rather than large, what you're saying, so tiny that we don't see it. It quantifies for the huge amount of money that it's going to cost us. And that document is available. We could probably get it to you online. So, and I'd like to see documentation while I'm on the earlier of the payback that you gave to the numbers of customers, at least 439 that I saw on the Navigate report, who received overbilling. And, you know, you say that it was done. I'm sure there's got to be some kind of a paper trail on that, and I don't know if that's something you could provide to Gary or myself. That would be really great.
I can't, but the customers who received that can. They own their usage information, and only they can share it with you.
Well,
but
I mean,
here's
the deal.
The benefits,
if something's a major news story and says Encore overbilled, don't they also say, okay, restitution was made, and it was maybe a legal thing or anything that, you know, came down in writing saying that we're gonna make this restitution? I don't know. I would think that would be there. If it's not, it's not. And one more real tiny thing, I've got a piece of documentation that is put together by Encore Electric Delivery, and in it it says, as of a rule adopted in 2007, advanced metering systems are voluntary. But the way you all are treating it, it's not voluntary. So, yeah, it's voluntary. Here's the deal. It's voluntary as long as you don't mind us taking your meter away. If you don't want to take our new one, that's fine. But we're going to take our old one away. Even though we've been paying for the meter with little tiny increments of payments, you know, it's equivalent to, in other words, if it walks like a duck, talks like a duck, it is a duck. So you may not be cutting power off to my house, but if I can't access it into my home because you've taken the meter away, then in the same effect, you are denying me power. And that's in your own rule books, in the PUC or whatever, is told that you cannot do that. So it's equivalent. So I think that's a good place to start with somebody who wants to do it, have a legal suit myself. And I'll step aside.
Well, thanks, Cindy. To your point about the reduction.
It's important to realize at the end of the day, the utility coming on your property is just like any other person walking off the street, causing a dangerous, hazardous situation. You can tell them to get off of your property, and they must comply. Now, if there are reports that the police are coming out and allowing, you know, overcoming your resistance and allowing Encore to force a smart meter on your home, that is a very terrifying statement about the state of our country right now. But the fact is that we have property rights, and if you tell them to get off your property, they must comply. And they may not disconnect your electricity based solely on smart meter refusal if you are a paying customer. So anything separate from that is a lie, and it's something that utilities have been doing all over the country, and particularly in Texas, where we've been getting a lot of complaints at stopsmartmeters.org of Texan people getting sick, getting overcharged, and their rights being trampled on. So if people don't like it, they need to make a big noise about this.
Okay.
Well,
all right, then.
We're down to
our last 13 minutes of the show. We're going to go back to Mark Tony. Mark Tony, we're about to close out. Your final comment.
Well,
there are a lot of issues with smart meters that haven't been talked about. One is time-based pricing. The smart meters allow companies to charge more during the daytime than during the night, which really hurts people who are elderly, disabled, with small children, who are home during the day and use electricity. They also have something called dynamic pricing, which I call heat wave pricing, where they want to charge astronomical rates during heat waves. That's also another problem. The other thing they have is something called prepaid utility service.
Mm-hmm.
And prepaid utility service, which is sold as something to save money and help people budget, is actually a way to circumvent consumer protections against shutoff by allowing companies to shut you off as soon as your minutes are used up in terms of what you prepaid. You end up with automatic shutoff. So we really believe if you do not have smart meters, do everything you can to fight them. And if you end up with smart meters, do everything you can to keep companies from imposing time-based pricing, prepaid utilities, and remote shutoff.
Wow. Okay, y'all, listen. In order for everybody to get their closing comments in, we're probably going to go a little past 10 o'clock. If you don't want to miss any of the final comments, you'll need to get on the phone lines now because at straight up 10 o'clock they will cut off the streaming from the Internet. So if you want to hear the final comments of everyone, you'll need to get on the phone lines by straight up 10 o'clock because at 10 o'clock straight up, they will cut off streaming from the Internet. Again, you'll need to call into the number 347-850-8390 by straight up 10 o'clock, or you will not be able to hear the remainder of the conversation via the Internet, but you will be able to hear the remainder of the conversation if you're on the phone lines. The number to call is 347. Somebody please post it up in the chat room for me, 347-850-8390. You need to be on the phone lines by straight up 10 o'clock. Okay, Mr. Wilner, your final comment.
Okay, once again, thank you for allowing me to be on your program. I urge everybody listening to promote an opt-out option in their state. That's what we're doing in California. That's what's happened in Maine, and that's what's going to happen in other states. Don't be a victim to a utility that tells you if you don't accept their ultimatum, they're going to turn your power off. Thank you.
Okay. Camille, are you still on the line?
I still am. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Your final comment.
Well, thank you for having this this evening, Carrie, and also Catherine. Thank you that you wanted to be on this call and listen to what the citizens and the people of this country are asking you to check on, because we are the people, and we do not appreciate companies, and it's not towards you, it's towards the companies that are infringing our rights.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. Catherine, would you like to count on anything you've heard so far?
I would. If you talk about a 5 to 10% reduction in use that is voluntary, if you talk about time of use rates that are totally opt-in in Texas at the customer's discretion and the savings that those can produce, that keeps us from needing to build as many peaking power plants, which have the most environmental impact. Those are hundreds of dollars in savings for a household in the course of a year, which over many years can help to pay for other better fun things. I mean, the science is in, and smart meters are not many of the things that have been said tonight. They offer increased privacy, increased control, and they allow customers to enjoy improved reliability on the grid.
John Marler, I know you want to respond after that.
Yes, the core issue for me is that it's not so much what's happening today, it's the potential. My point is that the surveillance capabilities of this thing is unlimited by somebody that just has to make a software change to these devices. The other thing is the most upsetting thing that I've heard tonight is you do not have any rights. You are not an American. You are part of the collective. You must adhere to my standards or Encore standards or Georgetown utility or whatever, and you will do it or you will not survive in the heat or the cold. You will be put out in the – they will let you die if you do not comply. So what is the difference between that and the Nuremberg trials where people like Catherine were brought up and, well, I was only following orders, I was only doing what the company told me to do and so forth, and it didn't wash then and it's not going to wash now, and I'm praying that we will get some federal class actions against Encore, CenterPoint, Georgetown Utility, you name it, so that we can get even the home rule cities that can that have been implementing these things. And we've got to try to stop this because it is an invasion of our privacy, and it is a surveillance device that all it takes is just next month or next year or the next president or the next United Nations convocation. It is going to be done if we don't stop it now.
I agree. Thelma, are you still on the line?
Oh, darling, I'm still here.
Your comment.
Well, I've got lots of them. You know that.
Okay.
My comment is, Catherine, I can't tell you how disappointed I am. You're an individual, and if you don't really do your homework on these smart meters and what they're tied into and what the ultimate goal is, if you think you're going to be one of the elites that is kept in the circle, all of us will just become little cattle, and they will decide when we get water, when we get power, when we get gas. And if you don't think that's true, you're in for a rude awakening. So you really ought to check what they're doing overall with these meters. Also, I would like to say that the way you're going about it, installing these meters, is absolutely wrong. Nobody asked us. This is America. We don't want these things. And if you think the few that are on this call are the only ones who think this, you are very wrong. There are thousands out there who feel the same way and will step forward and refuse these meters. My final question is, if you're going to pull these analog meters off when people refuse smart meters, what are you going to do about the law with the people with disabilities? How are you going to just cut their power off? That's one question. Number two, I'd like to know why you don't care about your fellow coworkers, which are the meter readers that are out there now. All you're going to do is put thousands of people in Texas out of work, and you don't care. So now answer me those two questions like a human being and not a recording of Encore.
I do care about my coworkers, and they are all being retrained within the company. We still have human beings who are monitoring all of our systems around the clock, and there are opportunities to advance within the company to other positions that are safer for the meter techs because they're not jumping your fence every month anymore to read the meters. Safety and
to install.
To read every month.
Read the meter?
Every month.
Now, Catherine, are you saying that 100% of the people that will be put out of work because you all are installing these smart meters are going to find new jobs within Encore?
That's a very leading question, but if they want to continue to work with Encore, there will be jobs for them within the company.
Okay,
if they
how about
only
the disability question, Catherine?
I
what
don't.
Question?
We comply with all laws and regulations. These meters and our processes around them are all lawful and compliant with municipal, state, and federal rules, regulations, and standards.
So you're telling me that you can remove an analog meter and power supply to a person's home who is disabled and dependent upon electricity?
I don't know of any case when that has happened, and anyone who has a life-saving need for electricity needs generators. I can't speak to future hypothetical situations. I can say that the facts are that doesn't happen, and anyone who has a life-saving need for electricity needs to have generators because no amount of preparation can prevent outages and weather-related events.
What?
Generators.
If
you have a life-saving need.
When do we start needing a generator?
Anyone on Encore's critical care list or chronic care list knows that they need to have a generator and a backup plan in the case of a tornado, in the case of a thunderstorm, in the case of a hurricane, in the case of an ice storm, all of which
we're
we get here.
We're not talking in case of
and,
those things. We're talking about directly Encore unhooking somebody's power that is disabled.
90 seconds to get on the phone line,
that?
Joe, but you're going to be disconnected via the Internet in 90 seconds, so 347-850-8390, because it's straight up 10 o'clock. They're going to cut off the streaming to the Internet. Okay, I'm sorry, you were saying whoever that was speaking, I apologize.
This is Catherine Cuellar with Encore. And we prioritize restoration for critical loads in cases of emergency, and we have critical care and chronic care programs to help those who have a life-saving need for electricity if they have a smart meter to prioritize their restoration in case of weather emergencies. It's another benefit of the technology that the electromechanical meters did not provide. And as far as the hypotheticals in the future, I can't speak to that. I can say that the facts show that these meters are safe and are helping to people take control of their usage, which in Texas is private and is their choice.
Catherine, you know that's a lie.
You follow the regulations, but the truth is that you violate them whenever it suits you. And I happen to have an FCC authorization form here for the meters that that you're installing in Texas, and it says that all persons must keep 20 centimeters away from the meters. They're not allowed to be installed in multiple banks, and they must be installed by a professional. All things that Encore is violating. So how do you respond to that?
I can't speak to hypotheticals. I don't know the case
of
what you're speaking.
They're not hypotheticals. This is the Federal Communications Commission authorization form for the meters that your company is installing throughout Texas. Now, they say must keep 20 centimeters away to maintain, safe microwave exposure levels for human beings. And yet there's no warnings on the meters about that.
All of the information, we are in full compliance with all rules, regulations, and laws. And I thank you for having me on, and I thank you for giving me an opportunity to respond to some of these allegations. And I hope that we can continue the conversation in future programs if you're going to continue discussing that. And I'm happy to follow up on the requests for information during this show to share my bills for your review, because I'm willing to share that information with you for the benefit of your customers. And there's more information available at smarttexas.com.
Whether that your bill is $100 or less than $100.
It's because of the information that I'm getting from my smart meter that I've been able to reduce my bill despite the weather. It's information.
Well, because we have two others that are, we're going to let you have the final, not the final word, but we're going to let you go first, and then Joshua, and then Cindy Carriger, and then we're going to close out. What's your final comments, Catherine?
My comment is that if you go to smarttexas.com, you can get information to answer the frequently asked questions about smart meters. If you have questions about your electric service, please go to askoncor.com, and submit your question there, review the frequently asked questions, or call our hotline during business hours to help address what we can do to help answer your questions and meet your needs. Safety and security are our top priorities, and we do want to answer your questions, but do believe that this technology provides many benefits in terms of increased safety and reliability and control for customers. Thank you.
Joshua, final comment.
Well, thank you so much, first of all, Carrie, for having this discussion. I think it's critical and really, really important for the people of Texas and beyond to have this dialogue. Also, want to thank Catherine for being brave enough to come on the show. I think that's a first for the utility industry, actually engaging with people. So, you know, I, what I don't appreciate is the lack of truth that Catherine has been telling us throughout this discussion. The truth here is very, very simple, and that is that the utility industry is creating a false need for a product to fuel tremendous profits from taxpayer and ratepayer money around the country, funneling it into shareholder profits at the expense of the public. And we are paying, our health is at stake. This is a dangerous, dangerous debacle that is going on at the moment in the United States and elsewhere. Thousands of people are getting injured from the pulsed microwave emissions that come from the meter that, according to independent measurements, are significantly above common wireless household devices. There have been a number of fires reported. We have the fire incident reports. People have died in fires that smart meters have caused. But yet there has been no adequate investigation. It's an extraordinary invasion into your private life, into the privacy of your own home, a permanent warrantless search that tells the utility what appliances you're using and what your daily habits are. And it's quite Orwellian, to be honest, about that. This is a debacle that wastes our money, that violates our rights, and it is really honestly terrifying that the utility is going on, trespassing on people's property, forcing these devices on people. It's way past time when we all need to rise up. That is happening around the country. People are not accepting these meters, are using peaceful civil disobedience to turn the installers back. And that is the right of communities to choose whether we have these constantly pulsating devices, which, you know, perhaps at one time we might have thought was safe. But increasingly, the evidence, as agreed by the World Health Organization and the National Institutes of Health, are that these are harmful, that we do need to reduce the amount of wireless in our society rather than increasing it, that we do need to shift toward localized power that's controlled by the people rather than powerful utilities. And this smart meter program has brought a lot of those larger issues into focus, and at least here in California and in many other states, has united a broad spectrum of the American public against this program. And so, you know, the smart grid so far has been a complete debacle, and either the utility industry can admit that and work honestly with the American public, or there is sure to be further civil unrest, you know, as a result of this program.
Wow, thank you. Cindy, final comment.
Okay. Couple things. We didn't get to really talk about the control that much of people's thermostats. Right now, supposedly it's in our hands, but before long, I think the plan is to move towards the electric providers probably being the one to trigger the control when your thermostat's 78 or 77 and they want it to be 81, or if it's 76 and they want it to be 78. These things are going to be done without our, you know. In other words, I think it's going to be beyond our permission, kind of like this is being beyond our permission. It's they may say we're only doing it with your permission, but they'll find a way to trick us into our permission. Like, in order for us to provide your electricity, you have to agree to these rules, and these rules might include we have to have control of your thermostat. And I don't think that's very good. So I think that's up and coming in the future. If you come to our group on Facebook, if you're on Facebook, that one easy way to find us is if you put in the search bar the words refuse, smart, meters. It'll probably pull up our group first. We've got about 312 members in the group. I'd love for it to go to, you know, as far as it'll go, because on that page we're going to continue to give you tools that you can use and people that you can network with to get your questions answered. And also, as Josh was saying, that we need to band together, and that's one way of really keeping people interactive between each other. A couple things. If they really need to work on the whole thing, Encore does, of taking people's meters out of off of a property and say, well, that's our meter. If you don't want a smart meter, that's fine with you, us, but you're not going to have electricity. And that may be something that might have to be settled in the court of law. I don't know. I think it's already, the law has already been stated that they're not allowed to do that, yet they're doing it anyway. And I don't see how a company who's doing that can say that they're out for our safety and our health and welfare and our privacy and our best. In addition, I've gotten a flyer that came on one house that I have to go look at. So I'm in real estate, I buy and sell houses, but I was at a house to look at it, and it had a flyer on it, but most people that I've talked to never saw a flyer, but this one did. And it says, the mission of the Public Utility Commission of Texas is to protect customers. That's the first words on the page. But I don't see that really happening. It's more like they're there to protect the utilities and their interests and such. Back on the Encore thing, I think based on what Catherine was telling us, that's not their desire to treat people the way that their people in the field have been treating them. And I think they need to go back and have some customer service training for probably Encore, CenterPoint, any other place, just to make sure this is a very important issue, that they are doing what the law says and that they aren't harming people in the midst of all that. And I don't think it's a mandate to do it when you're having an uproar. There was no uproar before there was smart meters, and I can tell you every one of us have a day life that we'd rather be spending time doing other things than fighting something, you know, these smart meters. But because of necessity, out of preservation, we feel we have to do that, and we have a lot better things to do with their time. I don't know about anybody else. But come see us on Refuse Smart Meters on Facebook. We'll try and put a link up on the board. I tried to do it a second ago, but I didn't have it handy. One more quick thing. We're trying to put an event together. I'm open to help from anybody who wants to join our page. Let me know that you either might think you might have a venue, you want to contribute maybe financially to help us find, you know, pay for a venue, and you want to help get the word out. We also would like to get all of our legislators there. I need people who would help me put out letters and things like that to invite these people. And so anybody would like to help me do that, also join me there on the Facebook page, and we can get that done. I have a very important, a very special person who's coming from California because she has family out here, and she's written a book called Just Say No to Big Brother Smart Meters. Just Say No to Big Brother Smart Meters. Her name is Orlene Curla, and on on RefuseSmartMeters.com, which is not my website, even though the name is the same, you can get her book from there, downloadable free. She's coming, and she said that she would address our group. So that's what I'm trying to do, is put an event together where she can address everybody, and then I would like to have some other people from Texas also talk.
Okay, we got to get out of here, y'all. Catherine has dropped off the call, by the way, y'all.
Okay.
We got to get out of here because they're going to cut us off in a minute. We've gone like almost 10 minutes over. I'd like to thank all the guests, David Wilner, Mark Tony, John Marler, Joshua Hart, Bill Johnson, D.B. Kidd, Cindy Carriger, Thelma Tiramina, and Catherine Quasar. Thank all of y'all for being here. Also, a reminder, the views and opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect that of Center Stage or the host. And for any information about the show, if you missed something, it's going to be available in podcast in about 15 minutes. You can go back and listen to the show all over again. Thank you to the audience for listening. I urge everyone to get involved. We'll be picking up this topic again next month on the show's check my website page for the date and time. Also, y'all, I think we need to do petitions, yard signs, T-shirts, lawsuits, wages, Twitter campaign against Encore on Twitter. And thank you again for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie.
Bye. Good night, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.